Please welcome Glenn.
Hello, good evening. Okay, so every Friday, high school, every Friday, us boys made plans for the weekend. Big deal, because we had Saturday and Sunday, we had to make sure we had our plans just right. So Kenny comes up with the idea, let's go to Castle Rock. Okay, well, we're going to go to Castle Rock. We might as well go to Los Gatos. So we made this little plan. We're going to Los Gatos. Then we're going to hitchhike up to Castle Rock in order to spend the night. But you weren't allowed to spend the night. You had to hide in the forest till the rangers went home. Then you could spend the night. Anyway, long story short, we were looking for a ride, you see. We didn't want to hitchhike up to Los Gatos because that could take all day long. And we wanted to make sure to get up there in prime time. So we're looking around, and along came the Lorries. Lorrie Owens wasn't a Christian. The other four Lorries were Christians. Lorrie Owens wasn't a Christian. Lorrie Park, Lorrie Phelps, Lorrie Martinez, sort of the leader of the group. Who am I missing? Lorrie Opie. And so they came up, and we knew we were in the zone because Lorrie Owens had the coolest Chevy, 55 Chevy bread truck, and it would fit all of us. Her father had put a love seat in the back, and then he pulled out the passenger seat and put a recliner in it. And so this was the perfect vehicle for all of us to go for a day trip. So we told the Lorries, they were ecstatic. They wanted to go. They're all excited. So Saturday morning, we all got up. Lorrie came around, picked us all up, and we went to Los Gatos. Of course, we had to go to the ironworks in order to score a little weed. So we scored a little weed, and I didn't know this, but Fred, my girlfriend Cindy, was with us also. She had spent the night because she was too high, didn't want to face her mother. Fred and Cindy scored acid, LSD. So didn't know that. Both had a tab of acid. So we always went out on the pedestrian walkway, and I loved it when the girls smoked weed because they weren't weed smokers. They're Christians. So, you know, a couple puffs and they were high and they were happy and they were just all over the place. And then we went into Los Gatos and we spent the day wandering around, went to Old Town, spent the day wandering around all the shops. There was a little group playing. So we listened to music and then it was time. We wanted to go to Castle Rock. So Lorrie popped us all in the van and we headed up to Castle Rock, parked in the parking lot, and we all ran. Castle Rock was not the attraction. The attraction was Goat Rock. And that's our favorite hangout because on top of Goat Rock, there is this little tiny cave. And we would crowd in there and look for the rangers and smoke weed. And that was a great place to spend the night also once the rangers went home. So we're all up there. The girls were on top of the rock sunning themselves. We were inside the cave smoking weed, having a great time, just laughing and giggling, whatever. And then Fred had already dropped some acid and he disappeared. He went up on top of the rock. And Cindy also dropped some acid, so she was up there with him. And so about a half an hour later, we were just kind of mellowed out, and we heard this noise, and there was this little tiny hole in the back of the cave. And in comes Fred, and he's kind of squeezing through. He's skinned up his arms coming through it, and he came and plopped down and started smoking weed with us. And we're looking at Fred, and said, Fred, how'd you get through the opening? He said, well, I climb. And we thought, oh, my God, he climbed the advanced face. There are two faces of Castle Rock. One was really easy to climb. It was vertical, but they had all these hand and foot holes, and you can climb up there no problem. The other was reserved for mostly the climbers that would practice their rock climbing skills. So we thought, since the hole was right above that Fred had climbed up the advanced face. So we all went around the side of the rock, came down a little hill, and we're all standing there looking up. And we could see all the the chalk marks where people had handholds, and we could see like the tie-off, they had put tie-off places to practice their climbing skills. And so we're just looking at it, and then Kenny says, man, I don't know how he did this, but this looks like an impossible climb. And then something really crazy just happened in my mind. I don't know what it was. Could have been the weed. I'm not sure. But I thought, you know what? I can climb this thing. I've done the bunny face lots of time. I can climb this thing. It's not a big deal, right? So I just marched over there and started climbing. And my friends were all like, what the hell are you doing? I said, I'm going to climb it. If Fred can climb it, I can climb it. If that pothead, acid head can climb it, I can climb it. So I went up a little ways, and then there's a little ledge, and I kind of slithered along the ledge, and I looked down. I wasn't that high, and I felt pretty safe, you know? And so I got over, and there was a small, like, little overhang thing. I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember. It's been such a long time since I've been there. Have you been to Goat Rock? It's been such a long time. But I remember I had to reach over this thing, and I pulled myself up, and I still had a foothold, and I got up on this thing. And then I reached up, and there wasn't a handhold. And I felt around, and there wasn't a handhold. And I looked down, and I thought, okay, I've got to go back down. But I couldn't see the ledge I was on. The ledge had vanished, because when I pulled myself up over, it was underneath me. And I was just hanging there. I had a small foothold, and I was hanging on to this ledge, and I was just hanging there. And I thought, okay, I can't go back down. And then I was embarrassed, but that soon became fear, because I realized I couldn't go down and I can't feel anything up above. I can't go up. I'm stuck here. So I look down at the boys and I say, hey guys, can you go get a rope or something? And so they start shouting all this advice, and they were saying, oh no, there's a handhold right above, right up, reach. I see some chalk marks, reach up there. And I just froze. I'm on the face of the rock and I'm frozen. And all I'm thinking about was falling. Now, down below, there was like this trail, and there were rocks. And all I could think of was falling and hitting these rocks and breaking a leg or, you know, something worse. And I was frozen, and I was started shaking. And I was scared. I was frightened out of my mind because I didn't know what to do at that point. And so I looked down at my friends, and I said, I can't hold on much longer. Get something. Do something. And finally, I relaxed. And I thought, just let go. Just, you know, let go. Just take it, you know. If you break something, so what? Just let go. This is just way too intense. This is too much for me. You know, I just can't take this. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, no, I don't want to do that. And then I heard this sweet little voice, and the voice said, hey, idiot. And I looked over, and hanging there on a rope was this beautiful little Japanese girl. And she had her harness on, and she was hanging there. And she says, what the fuck do you think you're doing? And I said, I don't know, but I'm stuck. She said, I'm going to help you. And so she let the rope down all the way, and she got underneath me. And I don't know what she did, but somehow she positioned herself underneath me, and she put her hand underneath my right leg, and she says, okay, that handhold is just above you. Reach up, and you'll feel it, and jam your fist into it. So I reached up, and my leg left the little ledge, and I felt the handhold, and I grabbed it. She said, hang on. So I hung on, and she went up a little farther, and she got underneath me, and she gave me a little foothold. She said, okay, keep on going. There's another handhold. Just reach for it. I reached for it, and there it was. And I pulled myself up over the top of the rock, went up on the top. All the girls are standing there, and they're all looking at me like, what the hell? And I said, well, I don't know. And so I sat down there. There's a seat that we used to call the seat of God, because it was like a throne. And if you sat on that, you would be overlooking this beautiful, lush valley. And, I mean, it was just mind-boggling. I mean, just the trees seemed to go forever, and there was like eagles or whatever flying around there, and we just sit there for hours sometimes. Well, most of the time we're high, but still yet, it was a beautiful little, you know, outlook. And I just went there and sat down, and Cindy came up to me. She was still floating pretty high on acid, and she sat down next to me, and she says, Glenn, why did you do that? I said, well, Fred did it. And she says, Fred didn't climb the face. And I said, he didn't? She said, no, he just came down from the top and went in the hole. And I said, oh, thanks.